So let's start off by sharing my why. My why has been a long time in the making. I basically tried to make this anything but a podcast. You could say that I was running from this, but it finally caught up with me and I finally surrendered and I absolutely understand the assignment now. So my why is that I want to help you avoid the painful relationship pitfalls that I discovered during and after my divorce, all of which contributed to my personal growth and healing, but still painful. So when you're stretched and you're uncomfortable, yes, you grow, but that's not the only way that you grow. And so I am trying to save you some of the pain and have you learn from my lessons, basically. So I'm thrilled to share this podcast because it is more than a passion project. It is my purpose. It's my gift to you with the hope that my hindsight 2020 can become your foresight 2020. So let's turn the clock back. I was married for 25 years and with my ex for almost 30 years altogether. We loved each other deeply. And we still love each other. So, how is it that we're divorced? I'm sure you're asking. What happened? Well, it's complicated, as they say. But that's also very common, right? Which is why this project means so much to me. The complications of relationships. We're going to give you some emotional intelligent antidotes to help relieve some of those complications. That's what we hope to do. That's what I hope to do by taking you on a journey and giving you some insight on my personal development and my personal growth journey in hopes that it helps you. So, what happened? 25 years strong, or strong in quotes, right? Well, like so many others, we lost our way. And what that really means is that we didn't prepare. And we didn't protect our most sacred relationship. In other words, we didn't know what we didn't know. So 25 years later, two houses, couple of cars. Two sons, two dogs, one granddaughter later, and now we're divorced. I know, it's a bummer, right? And that's putting it very lightly. But I am happy to tell you that we all survived. It was tough, but we survived and we're all good. But that brings me to my first question. What makes a marriage strong or successful? Society will tell you that time does. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, "Wow, you guys were married for 25 years. What happened? You get threw it all away." And I assure you, my ex and I did not throw it all away. So what I do want you to consider is that time is not your friend. Time is your enemy when it comes to relationships and marriage. It can weaken your relationship and put it at risk because the longer you're together, and if you're at the marriage stage, the longer you're married, the more water under the bridge with family and friends and kids and different scenarios and stresses of work and so on and so forth, right? There's continuous water under the bridge that's happening that puts the foundation of the relationship at risk and it weakens it. With constant everyday pressure, there's bound to be a crack that forms in the foundation. And where there's a crack, there's weakness. So, what I want to tell you is that society has set us up to fail. And I want to show you how we've got it all wrong. Our mindset needs to be shifted. There needs to be a culture shift with regards to the value and how we approach relationships, so on and so forth. But before I get into all of that, I want to tell you what this podcast is not. So, again, before we dive any deeper, let me clarify what this podcast is not. I'm a stress management coach with a focus on emotional intelligence and self-care. So, you're not going to find me on here claiming to know it all. But what I will tell you is that I have gained a lot of wisdom, and it's helped me bounce back from many setbacks. And I'm also here in obedience to God. And sharing this podcast and information with you is truly a gift. So, back to what this podcast is not. I'm not here to bash my ex. I'm not here to bash men. Not here to bash women. To be honest, this podcast is hats off and to pay homage to the relationship that my ex and I had and the marriage that we had and what a great job we did. We made awesome memories and we really did good. But we didn't know what we didn't know.